Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
I remember one time there was an Epsilon spirit that tried to attach itself to this ministry. And I just felt something wasn't right. So I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, show me what's going on. The Lord gave me a dream. I was at a car dealership. The car dealership was very, very on the edge. It was just shisty looking. But they brought forth an SUV. And they said, here you go. Come on, let me show you. And the person was showing me the SUV, the outside. The outside looked good. It was a good-looking car, good-looking SUV. Then they showed me the front seat. They opened up the passenger side and the front door of the driver's side. I peeked my head in, leather interior. I mean, it was nice. But I noticed they kept showing me things that were in the front. And I wanted to see the back seat. I wanted to see the trunk. I wanted to see the whole picture. But every time I would try and steer them to show me the back seat, they would keep showing me the front seat. Let's look at this gadget. Look at this glove compartment. Look at this. Let's come and look at the hood. And I'm like, no, I want to open up the back seat. So finally, while the person, the car salesman, was trying to show me the front seat, I snuck away and out of their grasp, and I wouldn't open up the back seat. When I opened up the back seat doors, there weren't any chairs in the back seat. The carpet was all pulled up. Matter of fact, some of the flooring was even gone. You could see directly to the ground of the street, the cement. It was moldy. It was disgusting. It would look like the car had been in a fire. And I looked and I said, whoa, what in the world is this? This is not even a car. This is not even functional. This is disgusting. And you're trying to sell me this vehicle by omitting some of the junk and the disgusting and some of the haywire mess that's back here. You're just trying to show me the good part. So I got up out of the dream, and I said, Lord, what was that about? And the Lord showed me exactly who that individual, that Absalom spirit was. He said, that is him. He said, what he's doing, he's showing you the good part. He's showing you the leather interior. He's showing you from the outside. He's all shined up, waxed up. But when you go deeper to the functional part of the car, when you need to really, really get some things packed in the car, when you really need to depend on the back seat and the trunk for carrying cargo and need to be dependent on them, this is what it is. It's empty. It's hollow. It's lacking quality. No integrity. No character. Watch them. I said, Lord, it's as good as gold. That's all you needed to show me. And sure enough, like I tell everybody, I'm a believer of time. Time proves all. Stand still. Close your mouth. Sometimes all you need to do is just shut up and observe. Time, people will tell up on themselves in time. They won't last long. It's too much energy to pick up, to carry a facade for a long time. You got to rear your ugly head every now and then for breath. So I just shut up and I just kept going along, and sure enough, he told off on himself. He reared that Epsilon spirit. And sure enough, as soon as he did, we were already praying against it. We were already warning the spirit. He realized he couldn't penetrate. See, he thought he was laying a firm foundation. See, my motto is, how dumb do you want me to play? Sometimes you think that you'll have me in the bag. Sometimes you think that you're pulling wool over me. But all along, I know exactly who you are. I know exactly what you're saying. I know exactly what you're doing. I know exactly where you're running to and what you're doing and why you're trying to tear down my integrity, my character. I know exactly what you're doing. But I'll smile, and I'll love you. Because when I look at you, all I see is compassion. That's just the way God has built me. I'm compassionate towards my liars. I'm compassionate towards my haters. I'm compassionate. I pity those that try and slander me. So what happens is that person thinks they're building a foundation or they're building some type of rug that they can slide or rip from under me. But because the Lord has forewarned me, and I've been praying, I've been fasting, I've been decreeing and declaring, I've been assigning my heavenly hosts, I've been assigning my angels to war against every attack, every snare. So when you try and wear the Absalom or the Jezebel spirit tries to rear its ugly head and think that it can now penetrate and win, and whatever assignment they were trying to do, they find out that they have no momentum. They find out exactly that they had no one by their side. They find out exactly that whatever it is they were trying to do does not prosper. This is why the Bible says that the weapon formed will not prosper. Mm-hmm. There's a deep revelation in that. You can't just quote that scripture and think it'd be okay. You've got to do your work. You got to be warfaring. You have to be in alignment. Mm-hmm. You have to have a keen sense of discernment. You have to know what's going on so that when the weapon is formed, it won't prosper because you've already been attacking it through your warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's right.
This is why a lot of people, like my mom used to say, get caught with their panties down. Get caught exposed. You get so narrow-minded and tunnel vision that you lose your keen sense of discernment, that you don't understand the attacks that are rearing on the side of you, behind you. So you get caught and exposed, and you wonder why something happened in your ministry. You wonder why this person is all of a sudden flipped on you. Let me tell you something. Half the people that flipped on us, God already told us. Let me just tell you the truth. Over half. Matter of fact, I want to say 99.99%. We've already known they weren't faithful, they weren't loyal. We already known that they were wavered. We know when they did certain things, they were emotional and didn't mean it. You know, they were sorrowful, but they weren't delivered. See, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You could be sorrowful for something, but you're not delivered from it. So the Lord would let me know, yes, they mean it, but the deliverance is still not complete. Watch them.
My God.
That goes for people in our past. I will wonder, too, because sometimes people just come up to us and start crying. I'm so sorry. Even in this ministry, even in the last few months, I'm sorry. I just have to tell you I'm sorry. I mean, randomness. We're just standing around hugging people, saying, I love you, and then they walk up to us, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. We're like, what are you sorry for? I just got to tell you I'm sorry. And I'd just be laughing on the inside because the Holy Spirit already tell me they're sorry because they've been doing some things that the Holy Spirit has shown us. So now all of a sudden they're feeling the weight of it, the sin of it. But the Lord said, even though they're crying right now saying, I'm sorry, watch them because deliverance is not yet. And sure enough, give it another week, they're back at it again until the Lord decided to remove them. He plucked them and removed them because they were not being delivered. And God said, this ministry is going to another place, and those that are not being delivered got to go. They're falling off the wayside. They won't be able to go. I'm not allowing them to go. Some people that have left this ministry, I tell you, anybody that leaves this ministry, honestly, I'm not sorrowful at all. Anybody that knows me, I say, good God bless you, and I keep going. Why? Because I recognize it is not my doing of why you've left. It is only God's perfect will. And I recognize in the direction that this ministry is moving, it calls for a certain DNA, a certain personality, a certain level of integrity and character. And I recognize that God is calling for certain people to be connected to this ministry in its new season. And for those that don't fit the bill or did not qualify, did not pass the test, God has to remove them. So it's all the workings of God. So you know the seasons of where you are by who's coming in your life and who's coming out of your life. And I recognize this is a new season for KCI. But even in this new season of how people have left, we've gotten and gained a lot of new people as well. Even in this new season, even as we're moving forward, God is saying, don't just rejoice at the new season about what's going on, but don't lose your sense of being a soldier, always having a keen eye. Because we still yet have much to warfare over. We still have yet much to pray for. We still have yet much to fast for. We still have yet to bind together as a unit to be more impactful and more effective, not only in the region of Jacksonville, but even abroad, nationally and internationally. Let us not lose our focus, but let us get some awareness about ourselves. Let us get some maturity about ourselves, and let us move forward. This is the conversation that I have daily with Andrew. He'll tell you, I'm very quick to talk about where we're going. He would tell you and vouch for me. I very rarely talk about where I've been. I very rarely talk about my past because I'm so focused on moving forward. That's the past. Goodbye. God bless you. But I'm moving forward. Let's focus on now. Let's focus on later. Let's focus on our latter. Because that's what God wants. See, because the Bible tells us he that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. I don't have time to talk about other people. I don't have time to talk about other things and what somebody else is doing. I don't care. They're going to always be there. People are always going to be whispering about you. People are always going to talk about you on your job. People are always going to, like you said, talk about your career and how you shouldn't have that promotion after you just worked there for only 2 weeks. People are always going to talk about why you get to have kids, why you and they're barren. People are always going to try and steal your husband because it looks like you're having a good time in marriage and they're barren and they're also lonely. People are always going to try and steal your wife. People are always going to try and steal your money because it looks like you got you're comfortable in your lifestyle. You got shoes. You got a car. You look like you're coming up in this earth. In this world, in this life. People are always going to be after what you have. So the sooner we get over that aspect and we just keep on trucking, keep on thinking about what God wants us to do, keep on asking God for strategy, keep on asking God to download inventive ideas, keep on asking God for discernment to always know the hearts that are around us, you will succeed. You will become a visionary. And that is the mentality of a leader. That is the mentality of a go-getter. That is the mentality of a soldier. And that is what God is looking for. There's nothing more attractive to God for a person to be mindful of him, discerning, and enduring. When you possess those qualities, nothing can slow you down. We've had some attacks of Absaloms and Jezebels and stuff like that, but let me tell you something, we are still going strong. They thought they would have stopped us. They thought it would have slowed us down, but we just picked up even more momentum. And that's the way it goes. We don't feed mess. We don't tolerate mess.
Mm-hmm.
We place them in God's hand and keep on going. So people of God, be encouraged on today. Not just even about KCI, but even about your own self. Pray for discernment. Discernment over your children. You need to know who they're befriending. They may not tell you everything. You need to know, because a lot of them, they're young now, but sooner or later, the enemy's going to try and introduce drugs and sex and all this other stuff. You can't be around your kids all the time, but you can definitely be in the spirit all the time.
Yes, ma'am.
Exactly where they at and what's going on. I told you about that story. My sister, my oldest sister, was running away, doing everything under the sun. And my mom said, show me where my daughter is right now. The Lord led her blindly. She was about to turn onto her street to go home, and the Lord said, nope, keep driving, don't turn. She said, okay. A few blocks down the street, don't turn, okay. Okay, make a right. Okay, I made a right. And then the Holy Spirit said, stop, park right here. No one was there, nothing to see. He said, wait. Not even 10 minutes later, a van pulled up, parked, and who jumped out the car? My sister. Just as fast as she wanted to be at that stage of her life, hopping out of a car with some few other people and going into somebody's house. The Lord will show you exactly what you need to see. The Lord will show you exactly what's going on in your home. I told you even on a funny end how the Lord showed me activities that were going on in my own house with Apostle Andrew. He'll show you exactly. The Lord showed me that we had a guest over in our house, where they sat in the living room and how long they stayed and how they exited. I asked my husband about that. I said, did so-and-so come over? He started chuckling. He said, yeah, they came over. They needed to talk for a minute. The Lord shows me everything. I tell people, you don't need no detective. You don't need to put up hidden cameras and all of that and teddy bears. Different. All you need is a relationship with God. You need a discerning spirit about yourself. Now, don't tell me. If I take, the Lord's going to download in my spirit who's in my house, the exact spot where they sat. Don't you think the Lord can tell me that there's a Jezebel, there's an Absalom in the midst?
Yes,
it is.
Don't underestimate the power of God. Don't think that he can work miracles financially, but he can't show you things in your own life. Don't think that he can give you a supernatural bank transfer, but at the same time, the Lord, it's so hard for you to believe that he can show you things that are going on in your marriage or even with your own family and loved ones. Don't limit God. He wants you to be and use the glory of God, the powers of his majesty for your benefit, so that when the weapon is formed, it will not prosper. We are Kingdom Centers International. We are building warriors, soldiers, and we are building leaders who are well-rounded. It's not going to be a whole bunch of Holy Ghost filled speaking in tongues, but you don't know how to apply the power thereof. You're going to know how to apply the power. You're going to know how to work with the Holy Ghost fire. You're going to learn how to identify a lying spirit, an adulterous spirit, a Jezebel spirit, an Absalom spirit. When you get to this type of level, you just recognize the different types of spirits because you've been around them so much because the Lord throws you in a training ground. So you recognize that each spirit has its own personality. You recognize no matter if you're black, you're white, you're older, younger, you're short, fat, tall, skinny, it doesn't matter. You recognize it's the same spirit because they always talk a certain way. They always use that certain type of phrase, or they always hold their head that certain direction. You recognize that's a mind spirit. You may not even met that person a day in your life, but it seems like you've been there before. You're like, man, I can't put my finger on them, but I just feel like I've dealt with that person before. No, you haven't dealt with that person. You've dealt with that spirit before.
Amen.
And that way when you identify the spirit, it's easier for you to identify, cast it out, and you know which is that prayers to pray and fast and all of that, which scriptures to apply to cast that out of the person or get it out of the midst of wherever you are, on your job, on your church, wherever you are. And life will be a lot simpler. You want to waste years of your life fighting the same spirit. God will equip you so you can get over that test and pass. People of God, we love you, and we teach this way because God loves you, and he wants you to be informed. He wants you to have the real meaning of the scripture, that it will form, but it won't prosper. And that's exactly the key that he taught you today. Thank you so much, Apostle Andrew, for your word. It was powerful. Yes. It was, I'm telling you, just full of God's glory. Even as you were preaching and reading, teaching the word of God, I was in here laying prostrate before the Lord, but I was on fire. My hands was on fire. My feet were on fire. The Lord was showing me that he's moving and he's delivering and he's setting some people free in their mind. So I thank God for this. Definitely from the throne room of God. People of God, tell people to listen to it. It's on our website. You can easily download it from our website. We want you to be blessed. We want you to know that God is not playing your defeat, but he's giving you an expected end.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.